Hello?
Good evening, ma'am. My name is David. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you Concepcion? Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is David. I'm looking for Ms. Concepcion.
Yeah, okay.
My name is David, as I mentioned. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're doing a quick survey about the elections in Texas. Opinion Research, ma'am. We're doing a survey about the elections in Texas.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can you help us out?
I'll try.
I appreciate your time in advance, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Certain to vote. Thank you for that answer. Next question. And what year were you born?
1940.
Thank you. And what is your race?
I'm of a Mexican American.
Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't think I voted for. It was not Trump, so I guess it had to have been Biden if I.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Understood. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Right now, are you giving me any names or?
We'll move to that for sure. Yes.
Pardon?
But for yeah, we'll definitely provide names in a few moments. But this question is just meant for party, like thinking about the elections without names. Would you be voting Republican or Democratic or other candidates? Or are you undecided?
Probably. I normally research their record and try to find out a little bit about them. I'm more of an independent than either party.
Okay, so you're currently undecided, it was fair to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you will be leaned to, would you choose a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Understood, ma'am. Next question. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that you're very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. If 50 is just neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feelings. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the name, please say so. The first name is Adam Hinojosa. Adam Hinojosa.
Never heard the name.
Okay. Donald Trump.
What is the highest for a no?
A highest for unfavorable is 0.
For him.
Okay,
will not
so
vote for him.
The would you give him a 0 or what number would you give him from 0 to 100?
A minus 100.
Understood, ma'am. What about Morgan LaMantia?
LaMantia, you mean?
Sorry, Morgan LaMantia. Sorry, I apologize.
I'll vote for her.
Would you give her, what number would you give her, one from 0 to 100? 100 being the best number.
100.
Okay. Ted Cruz.
0.
Greg Abbott.
Who?
Greg Abbott.
Is he the governor?
Yes, ma'am.
0.
Joe Biden.
Probably 90.
90? Okay. Thank you for that answer, ma'am. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Would you say you disapprove or approve the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as a state senator?
I approve.
Would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
strongly approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, undecided.
Understood. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you would lean towards, would you choose Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or you're still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates are Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colleen Allred, from who would you vote?
I don't know the second name, but for sure not for Cruz.
Okay, you will lean towards Democrat Colleen Allred.
I never heard the name, so I would need to check it out.
Would you say undecided, since you don't know the name?
Undecided, yeah, but definitely not for Cruz.
Ah, okay. So you would, if the options was only Ted Cruz and the other one, you're definitely going to choose the other person then?
Probably, yes.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, from who would you vote?
I never heard of Roland Gutierrez, but there again, I'm not voting for Cruz in any of your questions.
Understood, ma'am. They're just part of the questions for quality assurance purposes.
Right.
Just have to read it, but let me move to another one. Any of the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Mayra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., from whom would you vote for?
Possibly Mr. Gonzalez.
Understood. Any of the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Lamantia.
Thank you, man. We're almost done with the survey. I appreciate your patience.
Good.
Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say they should be a priority for the governor in Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority the issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one says, reforming border policy. Do you think that is not a priority at all, low priority, medium priority, or high priority?
High priority.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Is that including abortion or what?
I believe so, ma'am. They're not being specific, but I believe that that's part of it. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women. So based on the word choice that they're using, it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give this a high priority, a medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all?
It's a high priority.
I have a hard time with that word. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
High.
Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
I'm kind of undecided on that.
Which is a low, medium, high, or not at all?
High, I guess.
Okay. Supporting South Texas small businesses.
Hi.
Oh, thank you for that, ma'am. Now, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first statement says, a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. Would that make you much more likely to vote for a person that has that, or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
I'm decided on that. I don't know.
Okay. A candidate who votes to support Texas LGBTQ community.
Likely.
Would it be somewhat or more likely?
Somewhat.
OK. Okay. A candidate who votes against Texas abortion ban.
Against?
Against it, yes.
So he'll be pro-life. Hi.
Much more likely. Okay.
Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
More likely.
Understood, ma'am. Do you use WhatsApp, ma'am?
No.
No? Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Or what?
That's the way they quote it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to read it out the way it is.
I don't know, because I like to look at the names and
okay.
And sometimes I work. I never vote straight either party, so I don't know where that would put me.
Okay, so we can put don't know for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think yourself as a closer to Republican or closer to the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Democratic, depending on the issues.
Understood. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you completed, ma'am?
I completed, graduated from high school. I have some college.
Okay. Understood. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Concepcion.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, that is, last one. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No.
No? Okay. No problem, ma'am. Well, that is the end of our survey, ma'am. I appreciate your time and patience, and thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.